This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Positive Attitude Incorporated extends a warm invitation to people living with HIV, the LGBTIQA plus community and their friends and allies to an orphan's traditional three-course Christmas Day lunch. Wednesday, December 25th at Edinburgh Gardens Community Room, St George's Road, North Fitzroy. A free event, BYO drinks and a small gift with an approximate value of $5 for Kris Kringle. Dogs are welcome on leashes. Please RSVP by December 15th to Melissa on 0423 970 409. RSVPs are important for catering, so get your name in now. This community service announcement, proudly supported by Joy.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Dean, Vic and Em. We're having an absolutely fabulous time. We were talking Christmas trees and now we're switching gears and talking Christmas lunch. Guys, do you have a favourite Christmas lunch item you like or meal you like?
Prawns.
Prawns.
Just give me a bowl of prawns.
So mine's lasagna.
That's fair.
I love lasagna. It's my favourite food.
I was going to say,
yeah. So jealous. Good, I don't get lasagna at Christmas. That makes me mad.
Oh, Italians, it's all weird.
Mad Wednesday. Yeah, you've made me really mad.
Well, what's your favourite Christmas
My auntie's potato salad.
Oh, well, there we go. See, I'm a potato, potato salad, sausage and lasagna. But that's just the food that we like. But everyone else has a completely different experience when it comes to Christmas and the food they enjoy or the people they celebrate it with. Mm-hmm. Joining us now in the studio is Mel from Positive Attitude. How are you, Mel?
Hi, I'm great, thanks.
Wonderful to have you here. Now, the reason why we've gotten you in is because each and every year, Positive Attitude have run their Christmas Orphan Lunch, which has happened on Christmas Day, and it's been an absolutely amazing spread of a lovely Christmas lunch, which is for LGBTIQ people and people living with HIV or those that don't have anywhere to go, which is absolutely amazing. And this was an event that was started by the lovely Yvonne Gardner, wasn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely lovely. Now, we lost Yvonne, but the tradition of and her legacy has still continued year after year. It's always been, I remember when we did lose Yvonne, we wondered what was going to happen, and it's just continued. And this was absolutely, guys, this was something that was absolutely amazing. She just started doing it where she'd make meals. Even during the week, she would actually make meals and take them to people who needed them, which was absolutely wonderful. And on Christmas Day, it was this huge event where she'd get all these volunteers in and create this amazing catered lunch, yeah?
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
And the tradition has still continued on, and the team at Positive Attitude have really come together to make sure that keeps happening. It must be a really huge endeavour to kind of plan a Christmas lunch for all of these people.
It is.
You're a little overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, look, it's big enough to do it for a family anyway, but this is a very big, big family that we do it for every year. We like to think of it as a family space where everyone's welcome.
Nice.
And, it can be a bit overwhelming, and I have these little panic attacks in the fortnight leading up to Christmas thinking,
do we have enough bread rolls?
We're going to have enough of everything.
Yeah.
But look, you know, it happens. Last year was my first year of doing it solo after we lost Yvonne in September last year, and it happened. It was, I think, you know, she was up there sort of looking down on us, cheering us all
That's
on.
That's so lovely.
I mean, you do all of that planning, but there is a group of people and volunteers that step in and help you all as well, yeah?
Yes, yeah. And look, the volunteers have as much fun as our guests. And I've usually get contacted by the volunteers in the months leading up to Christmas saying, is the lunch on again? We'd love to help out again. And so we usually have the same people coming back every year, which is really fantastic.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
Does the same thing happen as well for the people that attend? Like, do a lot of people, they come back as regular visitors?
Generally, yes. Yeah.
Now, it happens at the Edinburgh Garden Community Room. How much space is there for people?
Look, we can fit in about up to 70, and that's like pushing
that's
it.
That's so
that's,
big.
Yeah.
I'm having panic attacks just thinking about organising a dinner for 70 people.
Yeah, or like that lunch peeling all those potatoes. It's just blowing my mind a little bit.
Yeah, we have a great team helping out, and the potato peeling is a big job. Actually, that's one thing I did. Upgraded a lot of our utensils and things just to make life easier.
It truly does make a difference.
It makes such a difference. I got a really good potato peeler last year. I was like, oh my God, it's changed my life.
It takes half the time.
Okay, I'm going to need to go through my kitchen. That's clearly what you're all telling me and make sure I'm up to date. I mean, well, doing an event like this, it doesn't just happen because, I mean, obviously it's people buy tickets to be able to actually come and be a part of it? No?
No.
They don't? Oh, I've confused my brain. No, that's right. We raise money for it.
It's a fully funded event.
Oh, it's a fully funded event.
Yes, even more beautiful.
Thanks to our wonderful friends and supporters from Circuit, Chris.
That's right. The lovely Chris, who I'm sure is listening right now.
Yes.
Chris has been a great supporter of it. And every single year, for 9 years, has been raising funds for the Positive Attitude Christmas Orphans Lunch. Yes. So many words. And is actually doing a big fundraiser this Sunday night.
Yes.
So we want to do a shout out to that. If you've got nothing to do on Sunday, I've just filled your dance card.
You know what? Even if you do have something to do,
you're
drop
coming,
it.
You're coming, quite frankly. Exactly. Because on Sunday night, we're doing a huge fundraiser for to keep in the tradition for the Positive Attitude Christmas Day Orphans Lunch in honour of Yvonne. And the Size Queens are going to be performing some amazing performances. If you haven't seen them, what have you been doing? Missy Lemminx will crack it if you don't know who she is. But they're going to do some great performances. And really, it's just wonderful. And we had around a bucket, you know, and you'd be, have you ever been to this kind of a fundraiser where you're just out having a great Sunday night, having a good time, and then a bucket just gets handed around, and you'd be amazed how many people, when they hear the stories or listen to what's going on, just put their hands in their bucket and give what they can.
You're also getting entertainment as well, so.
And that entertainment comes. Yeah, absolutely. But are you surprised every single year just how much money is raised by people just coming and just giving what they can?
Yes, yeah, it's just, I'm blown away by it. And it's, you know, it's always enough to put on a fantastic Christmas Day lunch and a little bit extra to carry us through for our regular weekly Friday lunches during the year.
Yeah.
It's so such a good cause, so.
I love it.
Even if you do have Sunday plans, you should get around.
Yeah.
Being there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And if you're a member of the community that don't particularly have a family or don't know where you want to go on Christmas Day, this is a really good opportunity for you to have somewhere where you can go and be with community and be with people who are, like, just don't have a space either. That's what I think is really wonderful about it. It's just creating a space for people so that they're not just sitting at home and they get that time to come and be together on Christmas Day, because it can be a pretty full-on and daunting day for some people, can't it?
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, Mel, it's easy for you. You're doing all that work and organising. You probably don't get a chance to rest.
Look, Boxing Day, I pretty much don't move from the couch. Let's put it that way.
Sounds like a great Boxing Day, to be honest.
That's just me normally, but I don't feel I do half the amount of work that you all do on Christmas Day. I just run around and give, you know, kids my family members' presents and then just lie on the couch, so I just do it a little early. So how can people find out about the event and whether they can come or not, or how do they get details?
Okay, well, look, we've got a Facebook page, Positive Attitude Inc.
We've actually put those details up on our social
media
as well.
So the event is on the page. My number's on there as well, so you can either click on the event, message us at the Facebook page, or give me a call or an SMS.
I love that you've got those different ways for people to reach out. The big shout-out I want to do here, if you don't have somewhere, if you feel like you don't have someone, please look up Positive Attitude Inc. on Facebook. We've put it up on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page right now and the link to the event details there. And if you feel like there's not a space for you, this is the place for you. I cannot stress it enough.
There will be potatoes as well.
Absolutely.
Which is,
a lot of peeling. But I know it can feel daunting to go, oh, I don't want to reach out. I don't want to be like, I don't have somewhere. I'll just sit at home alone. Instead, this is what we'd like you to do. We'd love you to put up your hand. We'd love you to give Mel a call. We'd love you to reach out and come and be a part of the day. Even if you don't know anybody, that's completely okay as well. We were listening to the ad before and it said that you could bring your dogs as long as they're on a leash.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm in.
Vicky, you don't even have a dog.
That's why I want to see other people's dogs.
Right.
That was something started by Yvonne. She always encouraged people to bring their fur kids along. They're well-behaved fur kids.
Yes.
And they get very well looked after with plenty of water and scraps and treats as well.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
It's just
make a round around the tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fun day for everybody. And we're always on the lookout for volunteers as well. So even if anyone would like to come along and help out on the day.
Yep, whether it's peeling potatoes or
looking after other people's
dishes,
dogs.
Setting things up. This is the space. You've bagged that.
He's got a roll.
Please reach out. You can look up Positive Attitude on Facebook, Positive Attitude Inc. Like I said, the details are on our Facebook page. page. Find all the information there. Mel, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And also, why don't you pop down to Circuit on Sunday for the Yvonne Gardner of Christmas Lunch Appeal. Come on down. I'm going to be there with camera in hand. I may even wear a Lycra Santa suit if you're lucky. And just come and give all the support that you can. Even if that supports the change in your pocket, if that supports applause, whatever it may be, come and support everyone to be able to make this wonderful Orphans Christmas Lunch as great as it can be. Mel, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Vic, Dean and Em.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.